Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the After Show for Godfriended Me, Season 1, Episode 19, The Road to Damascus. We have a whole lot going on in this episode, and things are coming to an end. Kara's cleaning up her mess. Arthur Finer has an amazing story. We have a trip to Camp Mackinac and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, AfterBuzzers! What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. The After Show for Godfriended Me starts right now. And we're going to have to keep it real with you guys. We have so much going on in the studio. We have to make sure we're recording everything. And our recording cut off before the last 10 minutes. So we're going to go in and give what we got. But if you want to go into the comments and help us out and tell us some things, we're watching you guys on Twitter. You're helping us out figure out the rest of the pieces of this puzzle and what happened at the end. But we're going to get started with what we do know, because this was such an amazing episode. The Road to Damascus. We're going to talk about Kara cleaning up her mess, this amazing moment that Arthur Finer had with his son Miles, this trip to Camp Mackinac, and what's going on with Rakesh and all of that good stuff. But before we dive all the way into the party, it's time to do some introductions. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and I can't do this without my squad.
Yes, yes, yes. I am back. I missed you guys all last week. You guys had Javicia here, who played for Ali on the show, and I'm so jealous. I got to miss it, but it's okay, because I was back home in Belize with my family, so shout out to all you guys in Belize, but I had to come back and get my grind back on.
Yes!
Got bills to pay, but I am your host, Rochelle. We are back, and on my left, we got Mina.
Hey everyone, I'm excited to be back too.
Yes!
And we're missing Francelli, but I think she'll be back with us next week. Yeah.
Fran, that's the last one.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So we're coming to the end. That'll be the last one. So we're going to rock this. All right, you guys. First of all,
ciao.
Honey. Okay, so I just want to preface you guys. The Road to Damascus is a direct, that's something from the Bible. So Saul used to murder Christians. He was he didn't think he was being terrible. He thought he was doing the right thing, but he was this terrible murderer. Then he was going on the road to Damascus, I think, to find out something more about some more people that he could kill. And God showed his face to him. So on his road, he completely changed. So the road to Damascus refers to a sudden turning point, which I feel like we're seeing with everyone here. So Saul went from being a murderer to seeing God's light and changing his whole entire life. God changed his name to Paul. Then he became a writer for everybody he was killing. He's preaching Christianity and he became an apostle. So that is quite the turning point, and we're seeing quite the turning point in the show. So I just kind of wanted to preface it with what the road to Damascus means in biblical terms.
Thank you.
So, what besides that, and what we do know, what do we think of this episode as a whole?
Okay, so, like we were missed last week, I had to have my baby girl tell me what was going on. And I am not happy with Miss Kara. She is just doing her thing. But what I must say, I was on Twitter, and on Twitter, at NoSympathy82, she said, Kara's ambition is screwing everyone over. And I thought that was so perfect. Because it's true. Like, I mean, you can't knock her for putting herself first, but it's unfortunate that it is messing up your friends. So you got to, like, find a happy middle. Do what you're doing, but don't mess over or screw over your friends or the people that you love to get there. I feel like that's being lonely at the top. You messing up.
Right.
So that's what I got to say on this episode.
Mm. What do you think, Mina? Do you have anything you want to add to that?
It's like whenever I like try to play devil's advocate at all, like even a little bit, Rochelle comes at me and is not Team Kara. And she's like, you're always Team Kara. I'm like, no, I'm not always Team Kara.
Right, you said
I just want to like understand, like,
that's fair.
You're like telling me and like informing me and educating me about Saul and his story and how he's a horrible person because he murdered all these people. And obviously, like, I'm not playing devil's advocate. Obviously, that's a horrible thing to do. But what I think makes a bad person is when you're doing something and you know it's wrong. But there are so many people who do horrible things, but but they know that it's, they think that it's right or that they're doing the right things. And I know with Islam, it might be a little different from Christianity, but in Islam, the way that you're judged is based on your intention. So not necessarily the action, even if the action is horrible. God is the only person who really knows what's in your heart. So even if you're like the worst mass murderer, like,
which
we as humans are not to say whether you're gonna go to heaven or hell. It's up to God to judge, because only God knows what your actual intention is. So for me, even when someone has a bad intention or a bad action, I always do this thing where I play devil's advocate and I say, yeah, this was their action. It's extremely harmful, but I can't judge them for that. What was their intention?
Yeah.
What were they trying to accomplish? And there's also the saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Wow.
And it's because, well, that's another way of looking at it. Is action more important than intention? Because with me, I think intention is more important than action, even though action is extremely important. What was your thought process going into this?
Wow. So what I see is a few things, and I definitely agree with you, and especially because this is called Road to Damascus, let's just jump into our first topic and talk about Kara trying to clean up her mess.
Mm-hmm. Which I commend her for, by the way.
I don't know about commit.
To say that, to be able to communicate the way she did and say, you know what, I messed up, it was wrong, but I'm only human.
See, that's what I'm going to say. Just how you were saying action and intentions, I feel like it's not what you say, it's how you said it. Mm-hmm. And to me, I felt like everything she was saying was right, but it wasn't genuine. I didn't feel it at all.
I mean,
to you, I didn't receive it, because she was just like, before she sat down with Rakesh, and before she can even apologize, so where am I at? Damn thirsty. Like, can you apologize? Like, Rakesh is hurt, because he looks like her as a sister as well.
Yeah.
You can genuinely see that he's hurt.
Yeah.
And it's just like, are you worrying about it? So, yeah, where he at? Like, okay, we get that you know, I just didn't feel it was genuine. And the same way when she was talking to Miles, let's just get over it. First and foremost, let me process what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. I'm hurt because I clearly like you / maybe love you. And what you did was really messed up. And you're just, well, let's get past it. Well, can we process it? Can we talk about it?
Which is fair.
You know? But yes, of course, that's awesome that she apologized. I just felt that it was ungenuine.
Do you know why I feel like it wasn't completely genuine? I think sometimes people have this thing where they're self-righteous, and I think there's a part of her that still thinks that it wasn't, like, going back to intention, that it wasn't horrible for her to want to further her career and put that first. I think there's always a part of her where, before she even met Miles, Kara is like this career-driven woman.
Absolutely.
She's never put love first. It's always been career.
Yeah.
It wasn't until she met Miles that she realized there's more than just career, that, you know, life is about helping people, and, you know, how lucky and blessed is she to be able to enjoy these experiences with him, where she's learning about people's stories. So it wasn't until her biological mother told her, what was it about the God account that really resonated with you? The reason you didn't want to publish this story is because you know that it's the wrong thing to do, that the God account has never been about who's behind it. It's always been about the people that you're helping.
Yeah, the process.
So she knows that to her core, but she's reconciling, hey, I'm a career woman, versus, hey, what's the right thing to do? And she's so ambitious, like you said, that ambition could be the death of her if she continues to only focus on that ambition.
Well, what I think is, she said it a couple of times, and I know exactly why the intention came out different, is because, she kept saying it, and it was making me angry, because that wasn't the deal.
Yeah.
She keeps saying, the God account is not yours, it's ours. The God account is not yours, it's ours. That's all fine and good, but that wasn't the agreement. So she felt like what she was doing was right, because she felt justified, because they've been working on it. But that still wasn't the deal between her and Miles. The deal was, she does not write about it. Exclusivity goes to his job, Freeverse. And that was it. So regardless, that's why I don't give her kudos for apologizing. She must apologize. She breached a contract, a verbal contract, a pinky swear, whatever you want to call it. She stepped out of her boundaries. And so I'm glad she, you know, was able to do that. But it was definitely her place to apologize, because she lied to her friends. She knew she was lying, or else she would have been like, guys, guess what? I'm going in to interview Simon. What are we going to do? Isn't this about the God account that you claim is ours? So why are you hiding? You're wrong, and you need to apologize. So I'm giving her kudos for apologizing.
No, I give her kudos for the way she apologized. not the apology itself. The fact that instead of getting super defensive and being like, but X, Y, and Z.
How could she get defensive?
A lot of people have difficulty, like, even apologizing and owning up to their mistakes. And even though you thought the apology wasn't genuine, I thought, like, for her to be like,
at least that she did apologize.
Like, the fact that she did it in a way where she didn't just keep justifying the bad thing that she did.
She did, though. She kept saying, but it's not just your account. Miles, like, she opened with that. She couldn't even let him breathe. He's like, what do you want to do? Like, what are we talking about? She's like, yeah, but it's not just yours.
And then that's when all three of us say, Miles, me and you, when she said that, we all was like, what?
Like, what are you talking about?
How dare you fix your mouth to say something like that?
Yeah,
you know?
She's
at
wrong.
At the end of the day, the friend request, request suggestion goes to Miles, period. You know, and then he added her, and Raquel, she's been on his side, man, doing a thing. At the end of the day, personally, if it was me, I will be doing what Miles is doing. And yeah, but I mean, like, that's... I'm so
I get it though.
You,
yeah.
You guys are so cute, and I love it. I'm just like, oh my god, it's just a TV show.
It's
like,
exactly a TV show. It's our after show, and I'm pissed. Now, nah, Bakar trash.
I mean, but look though, because at the same time, you know, her doing what she thought was right without the team. Is that my mic? Oh, hold on. Ooh, I'm just hearing stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, her doing what she thought was right. Because that's what I'm saying. There's a duality to it. It's like, oh, you know, the God accounts is ours. It's us. It's us. It's us. But, you know, she went and did the interview on her own. She was pressured by her boss. She also got Rakesh fired. Rakesh got fired this episode. He was almost in tears when he had to literally tell her, like, something that I told you in confidence got out and you told him, I don't have a job now. And she's just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
I could talk to him and figure it out.
Did she know?
Maybe I can go make a deal. Like, who are you? You are the problem. Stop. Please.
Yeah.
Did she know that she was going to get him fired when she did that, though?
No, I mean, of course not, because she was moving selfishly.
I was about to say that. And then that's common sense, too. Like, she knew that that was in confidence. And when she was talking to Simon Hayes, she going to ask him a question. Like, what was the question that he asked? Excuse me.
I don't remember what it was she said. But what the vibe, like, because this was last episode, y'all, and my brain just moves too quick. Yeah. But I do remember whatever she asked him. Because he doesn't do interviews.
Oh, because the team was coming in. And nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. Except
Rakesh. So he was about to shut down
He wanted to stop the interview. He was getting, like, you know, kind of
over
nosy.
It.
Yeah, and then she's the one who's going to throw that, basically, like,
I to have save insight. It.
Yeah, like, oh, so your team is coming in. So it's less like, that's messed up. We all have common sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that was in privacy.
She let her ego get in the way.
She did. And you could even see her ego in her body language. Because you know how it, like,
because
you know,
she's so, like proper and, like...
She is, but there was
kind
more,
of, like, arrogant a little bit. Like, aggressive.
It was just so selfish.
There was... She had alpha swag.
Yeah.
That alpha swag, like, you know.
Which, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I prefer that to, like, the annoying, like... Oh, what do you want to do, Kara? Like, you know
True.
What I mean?
Right.
She has both sides, so it's very confusing.
I mean, I'm not mad at ambitious women because that's all
of
three
course.
Of us.
Just don't step on other people to get ahead.
And don't do
I
it to
that.
Your friends. If you want to do it to a normal person, that's your business. But I mean, like, I want to do that to the homies.
Yeah, especially if it's someone you're dating and you're like,
and that's the person you're sleeping with.
What you told me, honestly, you kind of put me in check earlier because I was like, why is Miles acting like this? He's always so nice. And you're like, you both were saying, like, he's so nice, but you shouldn't take advantage of other people's kindness. Because for me, I was just like, where is this coming from, Miles? You're always so level headed and you're so sweet, and your smile makes me want to just, like, squeeze you.
And then,
so,
side note, too, with her saying that, she was just like, it just makes me human. It doesn't make me right. It just makes me human. It's just like, you just thought, like, you already thought about this, the process, and, like, she was coming with the answers, and it was just so just not.
Like, very Miss USA. Like, I know what to say, but I don't mean it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to bash on that, by the way. But.
Right.
World peace.
Yes.
World peace.
But yes, it was just like, I don't know. She's stressing
Because
me
check
out.
This out. Miles immediately, and we'll get in depth on the trip to Camp Mackinac, but even Miles right away was like, if I expose this information before, or if Kara posts the wrong story, she's going to post a story that's going to ruin her career. I got to get there and tell her. She wasn't thinking that when, if I walk into Rakesh's job and don't tell him, he's going to be blinded. I forgot about that. And Freeverse reads it, Miles could lose his job.
This is why Miles is like my dream man. Like, you don't even understand that level of selflessness and having such
a
good heart.
Very attractive.
Despite being, like, hurt. Sucker.
See?
Sucker. Point point is, but definitely don't take people's niceness for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a weakness. You know right. what I'm saying? Just because he's so, I think that's what she may have messed up. She got too comfortable. Right. She like, my man gonna take me back. He gonna be good. You know, I went back to my old man. He was still there. Mm-hmm. Then he talk about, you know, we can work it out. Like, she's just taking this poor boy like he a fool.
Right.
Oh my God. I feel like so much fire right now.
Because it's really bad. It's really bad. Yeah. And we love Violet Bean. Girl, we wouldn't be so mad if you weren't just so great at your character. But this situation right now, we're really upset with Kara because it just is not right. And it's okay. She is human. And this is also the type of, you know, let's look on the positive side. This is also the type of thing that strengthens bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you can get through it, then everybody has a chance to say their piece, what's really important to them. Even though I feel like they did that when they made the pact in the first place, but they get to do it again mm-hmm. on a level where it gives her a chance to be a little bit more sensitive next time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, if you want to put a positive spin on it, you know, maybe that, because we didn't get to see this magical kiss at the gala, so something must have happened.
Okay.
Okay, so Kara cleaning up her mess. Poor Rakesh gets fired, but at least his boo is in town. Y'all yeah. see Jaya doing her little nurse work.
Yeah. So cute.
So that was really nice. And now Priya is back on the scene. What do y'all think about Priya popping in? She always comes in when it's convenient for her as well. But with all this news, that throws the team for a spin. What's up with that?
I'm only going to say I'm happy that she came back to give Rakesh something to do.
See?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing I'm going to say. Yeah, because he just lost his job today. She's like, help me figure this out. So at least he can do something. Because clearly when he met up with Carver, he was like, this is the only thing I can do. So I'm happy that he could still put his brains to work. But besides Priya, Priya is pretty trash too. Because
everyone's trash.
She's trash. Word of the day, trash. What's the dictionary? Kara and Priya.
Yeah.
Because she already, you know, she left, stole Rakesh information, then she, boom, she just comes out. And then the way she even found the man is she hacked into his phone to find his location. She's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she just comes and then she half-asses the information she's given to him. He already doesn't trust you. You're just like, well, just come with me. You'll understand. Like, why should I trust you? I don't like that.
Faith.
Like,
faith is the reason.
Yeah, yeah.
But female, you a thief. And you're going to have to tell me why you here. So I'm not really messing with Priya. But you know, if it works out for Miles, I like you, Priya. But if it doesn't, stay away.
Right.
Go back to Paris.
Yeah, because she went to Paris. Last time we saw her, she went to Paris to chase Henry Chase. And
Chase.
And she was unsuccessful, but she definitely left the team with a lot of holes in the story.
Absolutely.
And a lot of, like, she speaks, like you said, in circles and in mystery. Well, if you understood, you would help me understand.
And I'm going to need you to talk. Use your words.
Finish your sentences. Clear it all out. What do we need to know? But she's still sending them on a little bit of a goose chase, which gets a little bit frustrating.
Absolutely.
It's like, you're back. What do you want me to do? Why? Now, we're just now seeing a picture of
Henry.
I
didn't know he was a chocolate drop.
Looking like Miles number two, older brother.
They actually look like all three of them because it was female with her, a guy, and then him. And it kind of looked like Miles,
Kara,
and Kara.
Rakesh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I was like, look at him using them.
Okay. I could see the resemblance. But I did like how Rakesh kind of had a smart mouth with it. Like, okay, this sounds like an issue for a patent lawyer.
Right.
What do you want from me? Like, be clear. And so she now wants Rakesh to take down
Simon Hayes
from the inside. But quick thing, we never got proof that Simon Hayes was behind the God account. These are still a lot of assumptions.
Yeah. I also feel like everyone is so self-interested. I feel like Priya's self-interested. I feel like Simon's self-interested. Mm-hmm. I feel like even when she's talking about the God account and saying like, oh, right now the God account is altruistic, but it can actually turn in any other way. But, in a negative way for who, though? For you? Like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to monetize something and to make something a business if you're still helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how else do, like, organizations work when you're helping people? I don't think that that's necessarily bad.
I think it was just a main thing of him taking the credit when it was for Henry.
Yeah.
He's basically taking what Henry made and putting his name on it, and that's foul.
Yeah, but we don't know, like,
if it's under.
We don't know if it was, like, a collaborative thing and then he just decided to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know all of the info. Like, we're just automatically
assuming.
And that's
because Priya don't open her mouth.
Priya knows a lot more still than she's letting on, which is still making this really hard.
And that's such a good point that you made, because it seemed like she's just self-interested. I just want proof that I love him. Girl.
Girl.
Yeah. Everyone's like looking out for themselves, it feels
that's
like.
That's such a great point.
That's a great way to put it.
Kara looking out for herself.
The Miles too?
You think so?
Well, I mean, only in the fact that if he, I think it's a good deal, but he still wanted that. Freeverse asked him for exclusivity, mm-hmm. but, you know, not to say he should have said no or anything, but he was looking at out for himself by sealing his deal. Like, well, if this is what Freeverse wants from me, then for me to get that, yes, I'm going to do what they want me to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Only for the fact that it's just like, you got a blessing, because if somebody was to pick us up as some hosts and be like, well, just don't talk about it until after it airs or something like that, I'll be super excited and I'll say yes. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it does make sense what you're saying. I just don't think that he was looking out for himself. I think he was just receiving his blessing. It just came with some restrictions.
I feel like even to a certain degree, even people who aren't self-interested are self-interested. Like, if you look at Joe Morton's character, like, his whole, like, identity is wrapped in helping other people. So, in a way, it's self-interested for him to do those things right. because it's a part of his identity. So, you can always make the argument that something is self-interested because that's you're true. Doing it because it makes you feel good, whatever. Right. But we just commend that more because he's always helping, he's always giving advice, he's always uplifting other people because that's his job. That right. uplifts him, too. So... Yeah. I don't know. I just, this whole episode was just like so many question marks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're going to fill in some more of those blanks because we definitely have more to talk about. But before that, Michelle, share a little something with
yes,
the people.
Yes. Before we get into our next topic, we really want to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, and we just need your help. So if you are on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars rating. We need that. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so we can get involved in a conversation, just like how we missed those 15 minutes. We need your help, okay? Because it was not on any bootleg websites.
Right.
But yeah. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all three of us, and we truly appreciate you guys supporting us and doing what we absolutely love. We really do. So don't forget to tell your homies and keep enjoying our shows.
Whoop, whoop. And we want you guys to stick around to the end because we're still doing our special segment, God Speaks, where we'll share something amazing with you that we found online that felt like God was speaking to us through social media. But for now, let's talk about this awesome trip. I'm glad you brought up Author Finer with his in love self, him and Trish. Let's talk about this trip to Camp Mackinac. I love how it was his dad. So Miles gets the check-in
location
to Camp Mackinac, and his dad's like, hey.
Do people do that anymore, by the way?
Do we still check in?
Yes. I don't think so.
I think people do.
Yeah, like
maybe
when they're
we
at the airport.
Don't, but people do. Just
stalking waiting to happen.
Yeah, there's still humans out there who are ready for that. But I love how he was, you know, like, oh, I'm already going to take a trip. Let's go together. I love the father-son moments because we kind of haven't seen that, like, between Miles and Author just together since the Coney Island trip, which was extremely powerful. And so was this. So what did you guys get out of the trip to Mackinac?
So I guess the biggest thing for me is just that when Miles says that I wish everything could just go back to the way things were, like, way before.
I like that.
And his dad is like, what are you talking about? Because at first I thought he meant, like, before anything, like, at the very beginning. But he was kind of talking about, oh, like, before we found out who was behind it. And his dad kind of taps into that and says, why, though? And he's like, you realize then it's really not about who's behind it. It's about
the road.
It's about kind of like the journey, like helping people. And he's like, the fact that you don't want to know about that, that's faith.
Boom.
And he has that whole speech about faith where Miles is like, no, it's not faith. He's like, I don't mean faith in necessarily like the religious context. I mean faith in the sense that you're okay with what is without knowing how it's functioning. And that is so powerful. The fact that even when it comes to simple things like, you know, electricity, like we have faith in these things that we understand that something is working and we don't necessarily know the mechanics of it unless we were to research it because it's already done for us as a society. That why is it that we can so easily take something like that for granted, but then we don't have faith in other things?
It's a good question.
I love absolutely everything Mina said because you clarified that for me when I was watching it. It was great. I love the conversation they had, but I love that you deep dived into that about the faith because that wasn't the Miles that we knew when we watched episode one.
Come on now.
He wanted answers for everything.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He wasn't getting involved.
Yeah.
Exactly. He had to know how it happened, and the fact that he's this guy that's just like, I'm okay. And I'm okay to whatever happens.
Right.
That's a great shebang. I mean, he said that it was a personal epiphany. So I guess we can claim that that's a great personal epiphany. I love when Joe said that to him. He was like, that's not good enough for you? Because I would have been like, thank you, Jesus. Let's get back in the car, guys. Good. But that was a really great personal epiphany. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. Because I'm like, wow, that is not the same mouse that we knew. Like, he
he's relinquishing control. He's not so surrender. I have to. That's literally what religion and faith is all about. Yeah. Is surrendering.
Yeah. Because it was in the beginning all that. Like, for him to say, I don't care who's behind the God account. Before, it was kind of like, who's behind this, who's doing it, and who. Like, before,
they had to know anymore. How things happen. Right. Like, it's kind of like, I almost feel in a weird way that I'm mirroring this, in the sense that, like, this whole season, we're all like, who's behind the God account? Is it Simon? Is it? And at this point, I'm like, I don't even care, because it's always been about the story. Every time we watch an episode of God Friended Me, we're not like, oh, it's so important to know who's behind it. It's more like, this is such a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. Like, and obviously we have the innate curiosity, how is this all happening? But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how. It matters that this is what it is. Sometimes people are so focused on the how and the why that they don't realize, let's just like be okay with what is and realize it doesn't matter why it's happening or how it's happening. It matters that it is happening. So deal with what's in front of you.
Come on. I'll take it.
Mina is on.
Better get it.
You
today,
got that
girl.
Gem on. All right. And you dropping gems. Yes, Mina.
You guys do this every single episode for me, by the way. You always drop gems.
I love you.
She gives me my Bible lesson study like every single week, and you're always like putting me in check.
Yeah. I did not know I do that.
We looking out for each other over here. I can definitely say I had a personal like moment with the Place to Mackinac, especially in direct correlation to the road to Damascus. So Papa Finer told the great story about how he decided to be with Miles' mom. Like, he had went on a couple of dates with that girl and was like, I got a job opportunity in Chicago. She ain't gonna care about whatever. He stops at this place to eat this pie and it becomes fixated on a basic family and gets the epiphany of what he wanted. So talk about these personal epiphanies. I literally felt that, and this is not to make it too personal, but I went through that this week. I had to make a declaration. There's a moment that came, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this no more because it doesn't serve my highest good. It's like I had to make a decision. Like Miles had to spit out, I don't care who's behind the God account. So if you don't care who's behind the God account, there's no need to be mad at Kara, right? If you don't care about the job in Chicago because you're focused on knowing you want to have a family with this woman, that's what you go do. And then, you know, the God has your back on it. And when I made that declaration, like, leaving sight of the shore, I'm not doing this because this is not what I want and this is not serving me, and I'm sure that this is what I want. Within one day, I saw some amazing things that was just like,
I really want to get into the shebang that you love.
Yeah. We're hanging out after this.
Yes.
We're catching up after this.
God speaks to us.
Yes.
Her little shebang.
Yes.
I want to add on to that.
So let's get into it, because this is a great time to talk about God Speaks.
Okay.
God Speaks is our special segment where we have been touched by something where God has spoken directly through us via social media. So I picked something that amazing Joe Morton,
of course,
just, you know, he posted, and this touched me personally because I'm like, yo, I just went through this. Joe Morton, you cannot swim for new horizons until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore, by William Faulkner. And that sounds so simple, but y'all, really apply that to your life. I really think them driving to Mackinac, or like even Miles being like not caring who's on the God account anymore, that's losing sight of the shore. Like, do you have the courage to not give a damn and keep doing what you're doing anyway in faith and all of these types of things? So that quote, like, really got me.
That was literally my favorite quote that I've seen on Twitter all day related to this episode.
So good.
Because it's all about faith. It's all about, like, I still remember when I was a kid and I was learning how to ride a bike for the first time and I had the training wheels, but then my dad's like, we're going to do it without training wheels. And I'm like, okay, just don't let go. And I was like, you're not going to let go, are you? He's like, no. And I'm like, pedaling. And I'm like, oh, this mofo let go. Like, I can't believe it. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know how to brake. And then nothing bad happened. And I was just like, I literally remember it. I was like really young, but I literally remember freaking out because I'm like, I can't believe he let go. How am I going to stop? And I'm like going and going and going. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it. Wow. It doesn't matter how I stop. Like, I like learned.
Right.
And it's kind of like, I think that whole quote like just speaks to my life, because I think with me personally, I think I am afraid to lose sight of the shore. If I don't know what's going to happen, I'm like, well, how can I just do this if I don't know what's going to happen? And the most important lesson I learned at the AfterBuzz TV Summit from yesterday mm-hmm. was that don't be tied to a specific outcome. And the lady Ida, who is like this, you know, celebrity life coach, was saying, you know, we're so often tied to like what's going to happen. And that's why a lot of you guys are here for this seminar, is because you're expecting something to happen. But how beautiful would it be if you could just go somewhere, whether it's a networking event, whether it's an interview, whether it's anything, and you just give it your all, but you don't expect anything. You're just okay with whatever outcome.
And that's hard.
That's life changing to have that attitude, to not be tied to like winning or losing, and just seeing everything as like, this is just what happens is what happens.
Wow.
Could you imagine? What quote did you get, Rochelle? Because I know you had a good one.
Oh, just basically from this episode as well. Of course, it was Joe Morton. But it was authoring this. And he said, when you finally figure out what you want, things have a way of working themselves out. And I thought that was so awesome. God. I just love that. I just loved it. Because it's just like, that's like me, like just with trips and stuff. Like, I don't even like planning. I just like going, and then whatever happens, happens. And it always ends up being awesome, you know? And then, of course, that, well, I'm praying that works out in all of our hosting careers, you know?
Right.
And love lives and money, you know, whatever. But, I think all three of that was super powerful. Like,
that is so good.
Put your mind to what you want, figure it out, and don't really have no expectations, you know? Just pray for the best. And if you do your best, who cares? And that's one thing, like, my pastor had taught to me, as in just, like, going on auditions. You know, they already have their mindset of who they want. So as long as you do your best, that's all you need to worry about.
Right.
You know, you just doing the best that you can. So I think that was really awesome.
Right. Because the God account is very reflective of that. They don't know if they're going to get a check-in, a friend request, a this, a that. They're just going with the flow.
Absolutely.
They're present and available in faith.
It's nothing written out for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just little clues.
I love it. I think you had a quote too, right,
Mia? I have one last one. No, it's Joe Morton also. It's like, this is literally Joe Morton speaks tonight.
Yes. When his God speaks, it's always one with him.
Yes.
So he writes, I suppose the future can be seen as a result of either science and technology, or myth, religion, and spirituality. But I believe, like the old song says, que será, será. Whatever will be, will be.
Mm.
The future is not ours to see.
Mm.
Que será, será. What will be, will be.
Yes.
Doesn't that just give, that gives me peace when I hear it? Because it just tells me I don't have nothing to figure out. And that's great, because I am not God.
Okay.
And what's the point? Like, I have to tell myself this. Like, what's the point of worrying? Like, if you worry, then what? Like, what if what you worried about never comes true?
Just bring stress.
Then you would have worried and wasted all this time and energy for something that never happens. And then if the thing that you worry about does come true, whatever, you're going to deal with it when it comes. You don't have to, like, constantly think about it, because in a way you're kind of, like, drawing that negative energy and bringing that result about.
Yeah, and heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Man, I hope you guys enjoyed all those quotes. We do want to jump into some predictions. Yes. And we're going to do the very best we can. So I'll just start quickly and say I'm really not sure what to say, because one, I need to catch the last little 12 minutes of that episode so I can do it right. But I do know that Simon Hayes is a friend request, and they might need to get spiritual on him, because he is not doing right, probably, I think. Because Henry Chase needs, you know, to, if the Juliet Code was created by Henry and Simon is trying to manipulate it and all that, I think this would be a beautiful time for the team to do whatever they're supposed to do for Simon Hayes. I don't know what they're going to find out, but I'm very interested to find out. That's all I got.
I think that Simon Hayes is going to try to persuade... Wait, I don't know. I was thinking, I was like, I don't know, maybe he's going to... I don't know, but I hope that next season, because we will have another season. I pray to God.
Yeah, there's another season, 22 episodes, next season two.
So it's got next season. No. So I'm thinking that it's going to be, they're going to, all of them are going to work together. Because this is a peaceful show. You know, it's nothing too bad. So I think, ain't nobody going to get shot.
Just imagine, like, all this violence.
Right, nobody's going to die. Nobody's going to get shot.
Now we got the budget for it. Like, taking out, like, AK-47.
Miles, So I think that they're going to end up season two. They're going to for sure be working together. They're going to do some things, make some things change.
Okay, what do you think? For the final episode of the season, what's going to happen?
I think, you know, I don't think I don't think it was a mere coincidence that Saul was brought up in this week's episode. Right. I think that, you know, you were telling me there's a little bit of Saul in all the characters and that, you know, they're going to kind of like change for the better. But I think that Simon Hayes is going to be the Saul figure he really was, like, I guess, quote unquote bad, even though he thought he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find some redeeming moment where we realize all the horrible things he wanted to do with this God account. But then we realize, oh, he's actually going to turn for good and do the right thing
for everyone
at the end of it. Yeah.
Saul to Paul. Get on that journey. That is a sudden turning point. So we love seeing that. You guys, thank you so much for hanging with us. We will see you the same time, same place next week. Please leave us some comments, and we'd love to, you know, chat back and forth with you guys. And thank you so much for watching. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Yes, and I am your host, Rochelle, and you can find me at Roach Baby. That's RochBaybee on Instagram.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Because you do.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.